Until next time.
Thanks, guys, for listening. You're listening to KBOO Portland. And just to give you a back announce of the music that you listened to, we had Beauty Pill with Such Large Portions. Before that, Alan Moore with The Map Drawn on Vapor 2. We had The Microphones with Map and Moon. Russian Circles with the song Dots on a Map. And Fusion with Rhapsodia. And to start off everything this past half is Delicate Steve with Don't Get Stuck. So this is Becky. I'm out of here. Enjoy.
Good evening and welcome to the Sudden Radio Project. Let's begin.
Thank you for calling God's Go Phone. Will you be paying with a debit card today?
Debit card? Oh, I must have dialed the wrong number.
Nope, you dialed the right number. There are no wrong numbers at God's Call Center.
Am I dead?
Well, I'm happy to say, yes, you are. Now, doesn't it feel better than where you were?
Well, how do you know where I were?
It pops up on my screen that you're calling from mobile number DBHSAL0907.
You'll have to help me out, young man. Something is wrong with my hearing.
I can turn up the volume, but that won't make a difference. There, is that better?
Oh, yes. Much better.
What you don't remember yet, but will shortly, as soon as I put more minutes on your Go phone, is that you died in DBHSAL0907, death by hurricane in southern Alabama, September 07.
I don't remember a thing.
You will, as soon as I recharge your Go phone.
But I never owned a credit card. Damn, Paul. I paid in chickens. Paid two pigs and a rooster when the twins were born. Ma got that cough. Why, what did I pay with?
Sir, I'd love to talk, but my phone rings off the hook, and I get a 57-second pee break an hour, so if we could hurry this recharge along, then I can get to my next caller.
That was the year the foot and mouth disease took half my herd. So it must have been something from the gods. My mind must be going.
Sir, it has already left the station, and what I'm trying to do is catch you up to your next destination. But first, I have to know how you're going to charge your next life.
Sonny, I already told you I never owned a credit card.
Sir, could you hold the line while I ask my supervisor?
What line? I'm in a rundown train station in my birthday suit. What happened to my life?
If you would just hold the line a moment, I'll ask someone who would know.
What, Leibowitz?
I have a farmer on the line here.
What does your screen say?
It says he doesn't have a debit card.
Leibowitz, who trained you?
We had two trainers. It's my first week.
You're nesting?
Yes, boss.
Then what are you doing in Building 7? You're supposed to be in Building 4.
This is where my team leader told me to go.
Who's your team leader?
Ingrid.
The one with the frou-frou around her neck who tells stories about why she wears the frou-frou and she's 20-something and still hasn't gotten over that she's not attractive to men? That's her punishment here while she's trying to accrue enough minutes to recharge her phone so she can call a lawyer? That Ingrid?
Guys give her oodles of attention when she talks about how the colors change from day to day, and then she talks for 10 minutes about what she does to get the stains out.
You still have the caller on the screen?
Oh my God, I never had one like this.
Didn't they teach you this in training?
Like I said, we had two different trainers, and Ingrid came in to talk about her frou-frou.
What does his screen say?
It says he has a gazillion minutes and can go anywhere he likes.
How long has he been holding?
Since we've been talking.
Give me your headset. Mr. Jones, can you still hear me?
Don't have to shout. I can hear just fine. The young man turned up the volume.
Thank you for holding. I apologize for the wait. Your Go phone minutes have automatically renewed with no charge and a net gain. And you're free to go wherever you want.
I just want to go home.
Just hold on to your hat and we'll have you back in no time.
Did you say I can go back to the farm?
You can indeed, Mr. Jones.
My Sadie will be wondering where I've been. Supposed to be home to supper hours ago.
Mr. Jones, I've added minutes to your GoPhone plan, and because we kept you waiting as long as we did, which means you'll catch up with your Sadie 2 lifetimes beyond when you were scheduled, we've added an unlimited number of minutes to your GoPhone plan. You have a good couple of lives there, Mr. Jones.
The connection's breaking up.
It's supposed to. Thanks for using God's GoPhone.
Wow, that was awesome. Will I ever be able to take a call like that?
Leibowitz, as soon as you finish a call, there's going to come another on the line. Answer the call.
Thank you for calling God's GoPhone. Will you be charging with a debit card today?
No, I have a question. I've just tried to renew my minutes, and you have the wrong information, so I'm trying again.
Are you calling on behalf of mobile number TTWHLALSHCMAWW?
Correct.
I see that you picked the $69.99 a month plan with special features that include unlimited text messaging and unlimited mobile-to-mobile to another Pick Your Plan customer.
Could you hurry it up? I have a plane to catch.
Leibowitz, what does the pop-up say?
Suspect fraud. Oh my God, a fraud alert?
Is he trying to renew his plan's minute?
How did you know?
Who the hell trained you?
They threw so much information at us, my head hurt.
Didn't they tell you they keep stats on your calls?
But I'm still nesting.
In the wrong building. Ingrid and her frou-frou will get you back to the nesting area. But until she gets here, you have to keep taking calls.
But these are all scenarios we weren't trained for.
Give me your headset. Mr. Scrimshaw is here. I see that you're trying to renew your $69.99 a month plan with special features.
And I'm trying to catch a plane so I can use my phone when I land.
I understand that need, Mr. Scrimshaw. But first, I have to verify your mobile number. Are you calling on behalf of TTWHLALSHCMAWW?
Correct.
I understand you tried to renew with another operator.
Yesterday.
Our screen shows you called 20 minutes ago.
What if I did?
Mr. Scrimshaw, lies do count, you know. No matter whose mobile plan you're on, I'm afraid that with that one, it puts you over the top, and I now need to transfer you to a customer service rep. There may be silence on the line while you're holding. In the future, you can dial HELP. When the rep answers, repeat your request. Hold one moment while I transfer you, and thank you for calling God's GoPhone.
That was smooth.
Why, thank you, Leibowitz. What's his mobile number?
TTWHLALSHCMAWW.
Which translates?
Told the woman he loved a lie so he could marry a wealthy woman.
Rookie, you have another call.
I don't think I can take another call.
Do you want to lose this lousy paying job in your first week of nesting?
It wouldn't be the end of the world.
Are you sure?
You telling me that if I lose this job, it'll be the end of the world?
Your phone's ringing, Leibowitz.
Thank you for calling God's GoPhone. Will you be charging with a debit card today?
Do you like boys? I bet from the sound of your voice, you like boys.
Caller, will you be charging with a debit card today?
I think you like boys.
Do we get obscene phone calls in heaven?
Too many to count. Do you have your script on what to do if you can't hear the caller?
But I can hear the caller just fine.
Leibowitz, give me the goddamn headset. Caller, I'm unable to hear you. If you can hear me, please try calling back or hit *666 on your phone, and you'll immediately be connected to customer service. I'm going to disconnect now. Thank you for calling God's GoPhone. Where the hell is Ingrid? She's the only one who can take you back to the nesting area.
Probably telling some oogling guy about the stains on her frou-frou.
Take the call, Leibowitz.
I'm just going to screw it up.
Get that headset back on and take the next call.
Thank you for calling God's GoPhone. Will you be paying with a debit card today?
I have three phones that I want to renew for my three daughters. I just called them and they told me that my credit card number was no good.
Well, first, let me verify the mobile number you're calling on. Is it...
Leibowitz, your screen is telling you to transfer to customer service.
What's the problem here?
Ingrid, about time.
The stains are spreading. When you finish your shift, I can show you.
Not now, Liebchen. I have a rookie here.
What's a rookie doing in Building 7? He's supposed to be in the nesting area.
That's what he said.
It's not my fault. This is where you told me to go.
I told you no such thing.
But we had two trainers and we didn't get any scripts.
You always get scripts.
I'm telling you, we didn't get any.
You're questioning me, rookie?
It's what happened.
Ingrid, he was assigned to you.
There's no way that would have happened.
Then what do I do with him?
I'm taking him off my team. You're fired. Hand over your key card and headset.
But you told me to come here and we had two trainers and we weren't given any scripts.
I don't care if you had six trainers and we're given all the scripts that we have in the stock room. You're fired.
Ingrid, be reasonable. Someone, not you obviously, sent him to the wrong building. It was a practical joke.
I can end his assignment, you know that.
You can?
I can see that you never work in this business again.
Ingrid, you don't have that kind of clearance.
He's still fired.
Sorry, Leibowitz.
She can fire me?
I'll escort him out of the building.
Will I be paid for today?
Of course, you'll be paid.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Come with me, Leibowitz.
I'm fired? By this 20-something with a frou-frou?
Leibowitz, come with me.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
There are no more lawyers.
Then what can I do?
Ingrid is going to stay a small-town broad in a small-town operation. She'll keep talking about her frou-frou until she knows how to spell frou-frou. Then, who knows? They'll make her president. You can imagine the rest. You want my advice?
Not really.
Take these debit cards.
I was told by my parents never to take debit cards from strangers.
I was your floor supervisor for four calls. What do you mean, stranger?
Still.
There's money on all these cards. Cash in the minutes and get on with your life.
But won't these be missed?
Leibowitz, do you know how you got here in the first place?
I answered an ad.
Which said,
call center operators needed to handle plethora of deaths by mobile phone high-pitch resonance sound waves that struck the planet in the year of our Lord 2008.
What we built into our mobile phones killed a lot of people.
I thought it was clever advertising.
Did you get his key cards and headset already?
Get out of here, Ricky. Whoever sent you here did you a favor. Take these debit cards and go choose a life.
Won't you get into trouble?
Trouble? I live to get in trouble.
Ingrid?
Yes, Ingrid and her foo-foo. She's my destiny.
Are you coming already? These stains are turning a color I've never seen.
Just kicking the rookie out the door.
The stains are spreading.
Coming, Liebchen.
Come on, it's dark already. We'll be late.
Don't worry, we'll get there. We've always gotten there.
But I want a good table. I don't want to be in the back and have Jackie and Sydney sit with us.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go. How do I look?
Positively human.
It's about time you two got here. You've already missed the first band.
Hey, you guys. Same as usual?
Yeah, why not? Not much ice. Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Any day that's one day closer to retirement is a good day. I'm doing pretty good. You?
We're okay, I think. It depends. Are we okay, Torben?
Yeah, sure, why not? What do you mean? I don't understand what she means half the time. Married to this woman for hundreds of years, and still I don't always get it.
Enough about us. What's new with you two, Effie?
Well, Should I tell them, Bill?
Sure. Ain't no secret.
We're gonna go on a cruise to the Bahamas. 13 days.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. It sure took us a long time to save up.
You guys are lucky.
We haven't been anywhere in years.
Is that the he never takes me anywhere speech?
No, it's true, that's all. We haven't been off our native soil and...
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't you come with us? That'd be great.
Wonderful offer, Bill, but I'm not sure I can leave work that long.
Hey, you work from home anyway. How would the steel mill even know you're gone? Just send them your accounting, Jim Jicks from the boat.
Yeah, if you're worried about it, just bring your laptop with you.
I'm not sure if we have the money, dear.
Yes, the money. That's it. We can't go on account of the money.
Now think about it, won't you?
All right. We will, won't we, Torben?
Yeah, of course, of course. The money.
Are you drunk, honey?
I think he might be. Just a little.
Yeah, you better drive, honey. I don't want to...
That's right, kiddo. You just settle on back into that nice, soft... He's out already. I have to lug him up the stairs again.
Want us to come with you?
Nah, I'll be fine. Lord knows I've done it before. Okay, honey. I'll call you tomorrow.
He's plastered.
Come on, it's getting late. We have to hurry.
Sometimes I wish we would do this before we went out to the bar.
I suggested that, but you complained that we'd have to go home and shower first. Make up your mind, Torben. And besides, it doesn't get dark until after 7. When would we have time to get everything done and still meet our friends?
Nah, I guess you're right, honey. Sometimes I just...
Hate to change moods? You don't want to have your buzz busted, do you, honey?
I guess that's it. Hey, look. Near the trees. College kids?
Yes. 5 of them. Pull over. Mind your feet. We should really come in the back door, honey. It would be much easier to keep the place clean.
If you're so worried about it, why don't you go around back?
Well, it's no good if we don't both do it. Just take all your clothes off here. Put them on my raincoat, and I'll take the whole mess downstairs right to the washer. Honey, take your shoes off, will you? I don't want to have to clean the whole house before Devlin's birthday dinner.
I thought we were going there.
Jennifer doesn't feel comfortable around us. Even with our makeup, she doesn't really believe that we're in our late 70s. She knows something's not exactly right.
I knew it. It's going to get worse, too. She doesn't know anything about anything, but someday, you know, she's going to keep our grandkids from us.
I don't think Devlin would let that happen. At least...
Well?
At least for a while. He'd want the kids to grow up with grandparents, up to a point. Damn, you're a mess. Didn't you even have the raincoat buttoned up?
Don't start with me, Mina. I'm just a little messier person than you are, and it's not my fault.
Could we please come in the back door, Torben? I'll put a tarp on the floor and you won't have to worry about any mess at all, okay?
Okay, okay. Just get off my back about it, will you?
Do you have to go so soon? It feels like you just got here, sweetie. I don't get to see them that often, you know?
Whose fault is that?
Don't start up. Things are the way they are, and you know there isn't anything we can do about it.
I know. I'm sorry, Mother. Just a little hard.
You know, I love them, and you. I just want to see you more. I know you won't bring them here forever.
Yes. Yes, I've considered this problem. When we can no longer ignore the differences in our ages, and when I look much, much older than the two of you, even with your makeup, I don't think... Well, it will be too confusing for them.
So you would deny them their grandparents?
Honey, you know he's right. I just want to see them as long as we can, Dev. It's possible I will never meet Cassie's kids, so I'd at least, you know...
See what you've done.
Pop, it's not my fault.
It's not his fault, Torben. He's doing the right thing. It's just so, so hard.
Let's go, kids. Put your toys away and say goodbye to Grandma and Grandpa. We have a long drive ahead and Grandma and Grandpa have to go out.
That's enough. I can't shake the habit of flossing. Well, I guess it makes my teeth look cleaner anyway. What's wrong? Who's the picture of? Cassie's kids?
Yeah.
Why do you torture yourself, honey? That picture could be as close as you get to them. All this longing. Come on, it's almost dawn. Tomorrow's going to be a long night, and I've got to figure out what we're going to tell Bill and Effie, too. Come on, honey, it'll be okay. We'll figure it out. I see light through the curtains. I'm feeling a little wheezy already.
Ah!
Every time I have to chase some kid through the woods all night, I wish we could fly back and kill that bastard that turned us outside of Krakow. You had to trace your family roots. I hope you're happy. Cost us plenty.
Enough already, would you? I'm sorry, Torben. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so damn sorry I messed up your entire life.
It's gone, Mina. And now I have to do this shit every night. I can't see a daytime baseball game. I can't go drinking with the boys. Do you know how much shit I can't do?
Do you think I would have willingly done something like this to deprive me of seeing my grandchildren? We can't solve anything by blame and biting each other's heads off. Help me roll him into the stream.
I'm sorry, honey. I just get so damn sick and tired of the same old thing. It's a job I wanted to retire from, like other people.
I know, but you've got to stop this blaming thing. Hey, look, you know, there's no one around. Let's take our clothes off here and put them in the trunk so we don't have to sit on that plastic tarp on the way home.
Somebody might come by, honey. I don't know.
Oh, come on, Torben, live a little.
Live a little. That's funny. You look pretty lovely in this light.
Not so bad yourself for a guy your age. Oh, honey, I still tingle when you touch me like that.
Well, well,
she's stable. She's in a coma. They don't know when she'll come out. She's got multiple fractures in her legs and arms, but they'll probably be okay.
Who was that?
Her best friend. The kids are with her, but Devlin will pick them up this weekend, after school on Friday.
I hope the other driver got what's coming to him.
Knock it off. Apparently, we're in the will.
What? Cassie's will? What do you mean?
We're named as next of kin in case she...
That can't be. She hates us.
No, she doesn't, Torben. She can't bear or understand what's happened to us, like a child whose parents have a bad disease like cancer. But she still loves us deep down. I've always known that. Anyway, the kids may end up with us for a while. We'll transfer schools and...
I guess she figured that no matter what, we'd always be around.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure is gonna change our lives having grandkids around. We're gonna have to do things... differently.
We get them, strangely, after all this time. I thought they were lost to us. And then we'll lose them again.
How's that?
In time. They'll grow up, they'll grow old, and they'll die like Devlin and Cassie will before them. And we'll lose them all. Bill and Effie, Jeremy and Kate, Sorrel and Laura. We'll watch them all go, and we'll be here without our kids. All alone. You're not supposed to watch your kids die, damn it.
Don't think about it now, honey. It's not happening tonight. Don't we have to go soon?
Don't you remember? I told you Effie called this afternoon and Bill twisted his ankle at work and...
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. And they all canceled. Just as well, anyway. I can see you're in no mood to go out, except...
Except that no matter what... We have to go out.
It'll take our minds off things tonight.
I wish we could keep Cassie's kids with us, honey. Like grandkids, you know? Young looking, not changing, and...
Mina, what the hell are you thinking? We can't do that. To our own grandchildren? Are you crazy? How could you even come up with that idea? I never thought... Christ, our own grandkids.
Okay, Torben, just drop it.
Jesus Christ, this is just plain nuts. What happens if they don't stay with us?
I don't know. I guess they'll ask Devlin, but I don't see how Jennifer will go along with that idea. She'll never accept two other kids into the house. Of course, she'll hate the idea that we will get them. She'll prevent it. Devlin will stop us, too.
Do you think he told her about us?
No, it's just that she suspects something is off. Doesn't know what it is, but she knows something.
Well, I can't solve it by worrying about it. Really, I don't think we can ever have them. Too many things to go wrong. Since we're not going out to the bar, I'm going to go down into the garage and change the oil in the car. Should only take me about half an hour, and then we can go out, okay? Let's go out early so we can come home and watch a movie. I'll make one of those college student cocktails of mine.
Morbid. Yeah. Okay, I guess. How about an old black and white movie? I don't know. Now Voyager?
Mina? Is everything all right?
I don't know. Hello? Devlin? I expected you. I know it's you. Speak up.
We have to talk, Mother.
There's nothing to talk about.
You know that if, God forbid, anything happens to Cassie, you really can't get those kids.
Dev, they're my grandchildren. We have the advantage that most grandparents don't have. They won't have to worry about whether we'll be here or if they can trust us, you know, to be around. We'll always be around. I don't have much brightness in my world, Devlin. I think having those two kids stay with us would bring both your father and I some comfort for a long time.
A long time? What do you mean?
For a few years. I know you can exert some control over this situation, Devlin, and I hope that you don't...
I can't think about this now. I called you for another reason. I want you to know about Cassie's coma.
What do you mean?
Is there anything you can... I mean, if you attack Cassie or change her, you know, then will she come out of a coma?
You would want that for Cassie? She would hate us for it, and you too. Is that what you would choose for yourself, Devlin?
No. But those kids need her. They're too young to be left without a mother. I mean, there's a possibility she'll be fine, but I was just curious.
First of all, I don't know. We don't have any experience with that. I never heard of anyone who could...
Ask Dad.
He won't know. Besides, he's not here now. Why don't you just let fate decide? Are you planning to take the kids if something happens?
No. We can't do it. We don't have the space or the time for two more...
She doesn't want to. Isn't that what you mean? Well?
I have to go. See you next Sunday, Mother.
Think these kids wouldn't come out to a quiet lake at night after all those Friday the 13th movies. That girl over there under the pine tree. She really didn't want to die, I'll tell you that. Put up a nasty struggle. Poor kid.
Poor kids. You know what I think about afterwards, Torben?
How to keep the mess from getting on your rug?
I think about all the kids' parents who have to hear about what happened to their kids. And then I think about how we felt when Devlin got a concussion from playing football. Even though they told us he'd be fine, we were beside ourselves with grief. Imagine what it must be like for these parents. There's six parents that will have to hear that their kids were mutilated at the lake by, you know, God knows what, and left bleeding. Nine people whose lives we've managed to wreck. Just tonight, Torben. Can't you feel the pain for all those people we've had since...
Cut it out, Mina. This doesn't help anything. We can't do anything about it.
No? Why don't you just charge it?
That'd be best. You'll pay it off in no time.
I have to go to the ladies' room.
You do?
Yes, Torben, I do. Leave it. I'll be right back.
It's not really... Well, you know I told you about my sensory condition. The sun, and coughing, and the shortness of breath. No breath, really, to speak of. You see, we have to go to Arizona for a while just to see if it helps. That's what the doctor said, anyway.
Which doctor? The bum? He probably has real estate in Arizona, or he gets a commission off you if he refers you...
Hush. Yeah, it's Bill. I know it was a hard decision, Torben. I can see it on your face. I could see it on Mina's face, too. It's tough. We sure did want you on that cruise with us. Maybe you could go and then move to Arizona.
Oh, that would sure be nice, but we thought it best just to get down there when we could. I sure will miss you all. Believe me, there's a lot...
I'm not feeling so well, honey. Can we go?
Probably his brother-in-law has condos for sale. His guys are all quacks. If I had a nickel for every time I've been swindled by one of them doctors, I'd be the richest man in America. They don't know what's good for you, and they have no clue how to cure what ails you. I'll tell you, all they know is how to kiss their ass with the big pill companies until everybody gets rich but us.
Oh, Bill, knock it off, Buster.
Are you going to be all right with him if we go? I mean, he fell once already.
I'll be fine. There's some bruiser types around here to help me load him into the car. You two run along now. Look after each other. It's all right. It's all we've got, isn't it?
Don't be so sullen, honey. What else can we do?
I know.
I hated lying to them like that. I hope they try to look us up someday. If there was another way to do it,
It's okay. Never mind that now. The house is sold. There's nothing we can do. But, Torben, before we go, I want Cassie's kids. She's getting worse, according to Devlin, and it seems like
it's not gonna happen, honey. I mean, you said yourself that Devlin is gonna keep them away from us.
He can't. He can't if her will is that we should get them. I want to have someone to share this world with, someone who isn't our age that we can look after and take care of, Torben. I'm gonna be here a long, long time. I want those kids to share our lives together. Just think, honey, they'll be kids forever, our grandchildren, and we can spoil them like we never could our own kids. Our relationship will be the same for as long as we all exist, but deeper all the time. I'm willing to go to court to do it.
If you can get a trial after sundown. Have you gone nuts? We can't do that to them kids. That'd be monstrous. Whatever we are, they are still our grandkids, and we should want to protect them from all harm, even ourselves, especially. You don't really want this endless existence for your grandchildren, do you? I don't know where your mind is going, Mina.
I'm lonely.
We've lost our friends, it's true, but they're still each other.
It's not enough. If we don't get caught, we're going to be around a long, long time, Torben. It's going to be a lonely life. I'm going to have those kids. They're darlings, and they'd be good companions. We could raise them well. We know more about the world than most people. Maybe it will sort of make up for all the kids we've done away with. Anyway, it's decided. I'm going to have them with or without you.
I don't understand what's gotten into you, kiddo. You've changed somehow.
Of course I've changed. Damn it! I'm undead and unwanted and alone. What's happened to us is horrible. I'm trying to make the best of it, that's all. In the twilight of people's lives, they get to dote on their grandchildren, even though they may still have to work. That's all I want, even though our time together will be longer than most. I want something to seem normal. Are you with me?
Well, it won't be normal. They'll probably hate us. Most likely. Most definitely. And then we'll all be stuck together, hating each other's guts for an eternity. Well, sounds like normal to me.
Torben, I can't continue on this way with nothing to look forward to except the feeding and the cleaning up and an occasional drink with someone. If we was rich or had something to do that was important, that might be different. But I'm not going to feed and watch TV for 5,000 years. I'm not. If you don't want to do this, then just keep driving.
What?
Just keep driving until we can't get home before daybreak. If that's what you want, keep going.
We'll be destroyed.
I don't care. I'd happily burst into flames rather than...
You don't mean that.
I do. Want me to drive? I'll prove it to you. Well?
What?
What's it going to be, Torben?
Cassie came out of her coma today, and it looks like she'll be okay. They still have to run some tests, a brain scan, I think, and reset a bone, but she'll recover well, they think. They expect her to be in rehab by the end of the week, so... You... Well, I just thought you'd like to know. Even though she doesn't talk to you, I guess she still loves you somehow. Me too. Me too. Call me when you get in, or rather when you get up tomorrow night. Bye.
What's it going to be, Torben?
Where's Mr. Chambers?
I don't know. He's not my daddy.
Can we go home if he's not here?
Hell no. Good morning, bitches.
Good morning, Mr.
Sit down and shut your head hole. Do you think I get paid to listen to you brats chatter? Bullshit. You listen to me, spawn of Satan. This is how it is. I am the master, and you are my servants. Got it? If you understand, say E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O.
I can't hear you.
E-I-E-I-O.
Jesus Christ. You are bloody hopeless. I'd like nothing better than to send you shuffling back to the miserable hovels you came from. But since the almighty state compels us to be here in this goddamn shithole for hours on end, we need to find a way to waste the time. So we'll begin by studying... Oh, hell. What difference does it make? You, what's your name, kid?
It's Bailey.
I love your Irish cream. What's your first name, Bailey?
That is my first name.
What? Your freaking first name is Bailey?
Well?
Answer me, dumbass.
Yes.
What? Say yes, my name is Bailey, sir.
Yes, my name is Bailey, sir.
Your name is stupid, Bailey. You know why?
No.
Because Bailey is a last name, not a first name, a last name. Your parents are goddamn retards, Bailey. You got any brothers or sisters?
I have three brothers.
Oh, spare me the gory details, Bailey. Let me guess, you've got at least three siblings, and all their goddamn names start with the goddamn letter B.
Yeah.
I pity you, boy. A bit of advice. When you hit puberty, have yourself a vasectomy. You'll be making the world a better place. Oh, quit crying or I'll kick your sorry ass. Now, where was I? Oh, raise your hand if you remember what the fuck we were doing. You, Miss Future Hoes of America, what's your name?
Terry.
That's a boy's name.
But I'm a girl.
Well, hell, I can see that. How do you spell your name?
T-E-R-R-I.
That's goddamn ridiculous. Emasculating a man's name by substituting an I for a Y. Tell your father to castrate himself. If his manhood isn't too infinitesimal to locate, don't argue. Put your head on the desk until you reincarnate. Does anyone else in this class have a name that's not an atrocity against the English language? You, what's your name?
My name's John Miller.
Well, that's boring as fuck, but at least it's not idiotic. Are you idiotic, Miller?
No.
Prove it.
How?
Say something intelligent, numbnuts. Prove to me you deserve to be in my classroom. Spit it out, Miller. 5 seconds, Miller. 4, 3,
wait!
2, 1. Zero.
1 plus 1 is 2?
Get the fuck out of my class. You do not belong in the 4th grade, Miller. Take your goddamn crayons and get your ass back to kindergarten.
But...
Don't argue with me. Go. I'll see you again in 4 years. And don't forget your diapers. You, Sporto, what time is it?
8:45.
God damn it. You mean I still have another 6 hours to spend with you, dimwit? Shit. You, Mafioso Jr., start reading.
I don't have my book out.
Why the hell not?
You didn't tell us which one to take out.
Then pick one, chucklehead. You think I give a damn?
What page?
Any page.
Martin Luther King led the March on Washington, where he spoke the words he was most famous for. It was the I Have a Dream speech.
This is why Martin Luther King is famous? Because he had a goddamn dream? What is up with that shit? Doesn't everybody have dreams? Why is Martin Luther King so goddamn special? What about the things he accomplished in his life, huh? What about the thriller in Manila or the rumble in the jungle? When people talk about George Washington, do they talk about the Gettysburg Address? No. No, they talk about San Juan Hill. Isn't that right, Geek Smiggy?
Actually, Mr. Chambers, my name is Tyler Abercrombie, and for the record, I should note that you have mistakenly attributed the exploits of the boxer Muhammad Ali to Dr. King, as well as recounting events from the lives of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt, not George Washington, as you stated.
Are you shitting me?
No, sir. I do not shit.
Me either. Well, I gotta admit you showed some good listening skills there, Abercrombie. Nice work. Have a swig. You like JB?
Mr. Chambers, with all due respect, I believe it would be a gross violation of school district policy, not to mention statutory law, for me to partake in the swilling of your alcoholic beverage.
Oh, too good for JB, huh? Should have known. You look like a maker's man. Hey, Tony Hawk Jr., how many shots in a fifth?
I don't know, 30?
Wrong.
20?
Natch. Try again.
40?
No.
As many as you want?
Hell no. The answer is... never enough. Nice try, though. Want a drink?
You bet.
Too bad I drained it. Here's 20 bucks. Shred down to the liquor store and get me 2 pints of whatever's cheapest and at least 80 proof, okay?
Sure.
Treat yourself to some smokes if there's anything left over, but don't dick with me or I'll have you hauled off to juvie. You got it?
Got it.
Muchas gracias. You. Oh, Barbie. What time is it?
My name is not Barbie. I hate it when people call me that.
Oh, sorry. My mistake. What time is it, Hannah Montana?
It's 9 o'clock and you are drunk.
I am not drunk. I'm intoxicated, you impudent strumpet.
We are supposed to be studying health right now.
Fine. Why don't you give us a presentation on how to get busy without getting knocked up?
Gross.
Well, I guess they covered that in the 3rd grade. How about showing me how to roll a fatty? Let me snag my baggie.
You're a disgrace.
You shameless hussy. You dare use that word? It's on next week's vocabulary list. I didn't say you could work ahead.
Oh, that's it. I'm going to the principal. If you won't take your job seriously, she'll find somebody who will.
Hey, come back here, young lady. You owe me a joint. And I didn't give you a hall pass. Ah, shit. Of course, this happens on the day I lose my pipe. Anybody got an aluminum can or an apple? I'll give you extra credit. How do you expect me to endure a whole day with these snot dribblers without chemical assistance?
Chambers, we're paying you millions of thousands. We're paying you a lot of money to do this job.
horse turd. My babysitter makes...
You don't have a goddamn child.
It's a rhetorical question.
You can't even construct a coherent... You can't even talk right, you lush.
I'm not a lush. I'm a rush the farming.
You smoking marijuana in my school.
It's not yours. It's the taxpayers.
I am a taxpayer too, goddammit, but that's that doesn't mean jack shit. You stole my weed, you dirty skink.
Well, maybe you shouldn't leave it sitting on our kitchen table, honey.
I am not a sweetener. I am a woman, which is more than I can say for you.
I'm a better woman than you'll ever be. At least I can cook.
You gotta be joking. What can you cook?
I can roast a bowl, that's what.
I didn't forget that this morning.
You bitch. You want a divorce? How dare you steal my pipe?
If you want to try to steal it back, I'll be in my... I'll be in my room.
Gotta go, kiddos. I have to go settle an administrative dispute. If I'm not back in 15 minutes, tell Hawk Jr. to bring my shit to the office. Do something educational in the meantime if you want. Just don't kill each other. That's right. It's goddamn expensive to get blood out of the carpet. Adios.
I was waiting a long time.
Sorry, love. Taking care of something upstairs. You know. Come in, dear. It's freezing out there.
Yes, I took the trolley. Yes, that's it. Apparently they're not heating them these days. The whole experience was quite uncomfortable, I can assure you. I was very cold.
Well then, how about a nice cup of tea?
I would love a nice cup of Formosa oolong. Do you have any scones?
I've made some nice biscuits. Have a seat. No, love, that one today.
Ah, thank you. It's bigger. Yes, quite comfortable. That will do nicely.
Butter?
Yes, please.
There you are, love. Warm your skin. Your duplicity continually appalls me.
Your vague communication style likewise. What are you on about?
I mean, you told my husband the other day that I was thinking about buying that $3,000 diamond when I specifically told you to keep your yap shut.
My God, your paranoia increases daily. My word to him was that you'd love to have it, thinking he might get it for you. I was very clear.
Well, Jim misunderstood. You had no right to mention the matter. I recall with acute clarity the time you told Father about my proposed weekend getaway with Sidney Fleinbomber, when I specifically made you promise to keep the matter between us. Between us. I was grounded for 2 months. And you looked like the angel Gabriel to our parents.
Before you complete your sketch of me as the other fellow down below, Lucifer, I should like to remind you that it was you pointing your wicked finger at me like an Irish setter when queried by the paterfamilias about the experimental pot I was growing in the greenhouse. Instantly, the fossils jumped to the conclusion that I was becoming the Hunter S. Thompson of my generation. The fallout was remarkable. As you no doubt remember, your gloating was deplorable.
Hey, quiet up there!
Listen, dearest, darling kinsman of mine, I've known for these many years of the lowness of your machinations concerning my existence and your continual thwarting of my schemes. Even now, the cold pressure of your controlling thumb can be seen about the house, reinforcing the sibling knot and barbed wire cutting so deep I can barely feel my marriage.
Marriage? If you would invest more in that institution, Madame Bovary, you would find control becomes a part of participating. It may even lead to equanimity. Since the beginning, you've dismissed poor Jim as Emma did Charles. Frankly, I've plumbed the fellow's depths, and he's got layers you'll never see from your superior position of sultry, or rather slutty, poobah. Marriage, indeed. Such a vague word to you.
With that sidewinding, stolen fortitude, do you accuse me?
I do. J'accuse. J'accuse!
Your longest-running relationship is with that fur-spraying, mangy Dickensian feline who vomits whole newspapers of digested pulp. The repugnance of your social skills with any paramour I've seen buzzing about you must surely be an indicator of ham-fisted romancing. No wonder they flee from your soiled chambers feeling such revulsion.
Thou art pigeon-livered and lack gall.
Crystal's brother ended up dead in the proverbial effective ditch one icy night. If you had a drop of humanity in you, you'd do the same and leave Aunt Nola's meager pot of soils to me. It's well known I've earned it. Really, I'd be tempted to help you out myself, but you're not worth murdering. I really should be going.
Yes, me too.
I told my husband I'd be home by 4. He's picking up the girls from soccer, and I have a PTA meeting this evening.
Listen, can I get a lift? If you can drop me near the train, I would really...
Oh, of course, no problem. Just leave the dishes here and the things we threw. I'll clean it up next week, Aunt Nola.
I'll bring you some more of that apricot butter next time. Have a good week, Aunt Nola.
Don't you have time to meet my new boyfriend?
Sorry, Aunt Nola, I don't. Must go, really. Maybe next time. Say hello for us. Love you.
Yes, our regards. Take care.
Well, dearie, maybe next week you'll have a chance to meet them. I'm sorry. Let's go downstairs as far as I can go. Going all the way down, you know, won't do me any good as I can't seem to manage climbing the entire staircase. It will deplete my energy for lovemaking later, too. I want to look at the mess they made. I started this exercise when they were adolescent, before their parents were killed. Became apparent that as growing siblings, they were getting more distant from each other. If they took out their aggressions on imaginary siblings, I thought it might bring them closer, and it worked. To this day, they're as close as any brother and sister can be. Only us three left now. No, dearie, I've got the cane. Just hold my other arm, honey. Yes, they'll meet you next week, never you mind.
That went pretty well, I think.
I'm really getting fatigued by this, honey. I'm not sure how many more of these sessions I can bear. We've been performing for her damn near 25 years. I found myself using some of the same lines I've used before. She doesn't even realize it. Our lives have been consumed by the same hateful play for a quarter of a century. I'm worn out.
She's very old, Amarik. Have patience. How much longer can she live?
Longevity runs in her side of the family, you know. While we were sitting in there today, I thought about just setting the place on fire and locking her in there. Honestly, Jacqueline.
Amarik, don't. We said we'd never do that again. If you want to stop coming, we'll discuss it.
No, we'd have to change our phone numbers. She'd just badger us every week. Do you think she suspects?
No. That we're married? She'd never even think it. People don't often think that siblings could be lovers. They just don't think of it. Except on cable TV. Least of all her, with her provincial ways. She'd have to take some responsibility, as she would see it, since she, quote, brought us closer together, end quote. I don't treat you like a husband in there, do I?
Oh, no, no, honey. I'm not saying that. Your performance makes very clear distinctions. It's true also that we pretend to arrive separately. I guess it feels more obvious to me than it actually looks to other people. Jacqueline, honey, are you ever going to start the car?
Yes, in a minute. I just need to collect my thoughts. This experience, as you know, always leaves me little skits. I agree, though. It's time we stop this pantomime. I don't like the tedium. And trying to avoid her newest imaginary boyfriend every week. There's another issue we'll have to ponder, too. She's getting so old, she's gonna need more care than Meals on Wheels to take care of her needs. And another thing. I begrudge her the time we used from our busy schedules. All I really want to do, lover brother, is entwine on our cozy sofa.
Yes, under a blanket and whiskey. Something has to change, honey. If we sit still, fate will overtake us. We'll become her prisoners.
Do you see those two people over there, sitting in the car?
Yeah. So?
What do you think they're doing?
Looks like they're just talking. Nothing, really.
Look how they move. They're, I don't know, their dynamics are odd.
You better eat your sandwich, Olivia, so we can get back to work. We only have 10 minutes. So what's your guess? I mean, their relationship. I would say they're sister and brother.
No, they're lovers. I'm sure of it, Newton. Their mannerisms are too familiar and intimate.
You better stop watching them and eat, Olivia. You still have a salad, you know.
There's something suspicious about them, Newton. Something dark. They're plotting something. I'm sure of it. I can feel their aura.
Plotting what?
Search me. Something. Something violent, I think. More violence.
Well then. Are you sure?
It's a very strong feeling. I see it all around them. Yes, something unwell.
Then why don't you make them disappear? Go ahead.
I don't want to talk about this anymore, Amalric.
Are we going to wait until our options are gone? Our closer involvement with her means a greater risk of exposure, you know? As she becomes more dependent, we risk everything.
Oh, of course I know that. But Jesus, Amalric, she's our aunt. The last of our close family. The end of our connection to the line.
Certainly this concept doesn't feel new to you, Jacqueline.
Oh, my God, that was years ago. We were just kids. I'm not even sure if I would feel the same way about it or do it again. Would you?
I don't know. But I know how I'm feeling now. I just want to live out our lives peacefully without these monthly charades, without her interference.
Yes, but if we must plan it carefully, Amalric. We must consider every detail.
Yes. Start the car, honey. I'm hungry.
Even if we had a few more years of suffering, that would be preferable to years of incarceration.
Honey, there would be very little we would have to do to convince people.
People?
Yes, the authorities. To convince them that she'd had a careless accident. The house itself, with the debris all over the place, and the cats, and the fault memory, it already presents a logical picture. Good heavens, you saw her on the stairs. A slight breeze even would send her sleep.
We'd like to thank the contributors in tonight's program: Todd Greblow, Cherie Blackfeather, Orion Lumiere, Randall Howington, Drew Nibbles Barrios, Sharon Mann, James Lawrence, Barbara Genovese. Thank you for joining us. Join us the last Monday of the month at 11 p.m. Thank you for listening and sleep well.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
We better start the show rolling.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Our magnificent production is yet to come. So strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Oh, it's a load up.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the
taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the cocktail nation meets exotica,